sorry.
Oder? Ja? Ja?
To go with bicycle to
Fortress. Tower. Fortress, yeah?
Where can I leave bicycle or I can go with bicycle?
You can go with bicycle.
But it's closed, I see.
Huh?
The road is closed.
This one?
I was...
Here, on this
yes,
one.
I was from right, I come till a place and was closed.
You have also the road...
See, I make that one.
Come here. Okay. We can go by bikes. We're actually recording
audio,
sound.
Ah, you record.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, long story short, the topic of today is chaos, as it is. So, this is perfect. This is perfect for chaos. Navodimo dva italijanska gospodina kako da
se popnu na tvrđavu.
Kako da se popnu na đavu.
Are you recording?
We're doing a radio show, podcast.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Became famous. Yeah.
What is your name?
Matteo. From Italy.
Okay. This way.
Rent a bike podcast. Dobrodošli u četvrtu epizodu Renta Bike podcasta.
Test 1-2.
Rastko.
Ajmo.
Aleksej.
Let's go.
I haos.
Let's go.
Gde smo?
You got.
U Novom Sadu smo...
Naprstite balka.
Oktobar je mesec. Pravo vreme za vožnju bicikla. Pošto je Novi Sad grad bicikla, grad je i za haos na biciklu. I mi ćemo se kroz sav taj haos u novosadskom saobraćaju provozati kroz grad i prisetiti nekih haosa koji su nam se desili na malom festivalu.
Viš, ti reci da sam ja lud.
A propratna tema kao i za vreme festivala i vožnje na malom, tako i sada je Aleksejeva kaciga koja spada sa glave.
A, bolje?
Jeste, ali to ćete sjeba svakako najveći.
Uputili smo se na Kej i na Petrovaradinsku tvrđavu.
Gdje vi idete s tim kacigama?
Let's go down.
I prva stanica nam je novo naselje jer sam ja naravno zaboravio sluške i naočare.
Ja.
Ne.
Kao,
ne si sine.
U stvari možda i da, ne znam. Ne znam, dobacujem, mislim da ne.
Pa mislim što ne bi mene opet malo stavili u podcast. Ono ko idemo u kucakijeve mame.
Pa to, to. Ali to...
Ok, haos bio sam odlazak na malom.
Umeđu vremenu stigli smo i do Kea.
Ne mislim sam put doma,
da.
Nego sve kako smo započeli ovo.
Mm.
E to ti kažem, nama je jasno koliko je haos bio.
Ja, znaš šta je iskreno? Iskreno mislim da mi nije bio uopšte do, recimo, poslednja tri dana ili dva dana pred polazak, meni nije bio kao toliki haos uopšte.
A što ti je bio dva?
Ili samo ne mogu sad da se seti. Pa dva dana mi je bio pred zato što kao da li smo uzeli sve. Da li si ti stigo da namestiš opremu? Šta ćemo tačno snimati?
I pitao sam se naravno šta znači uopšte intervjuisati nekog.
To nije bio haos. Ono da nismo shvatili taj haos ni nakon što smo... Tek nakon što smo došli i preslušali.
A da, zato što sam se ja pitao... Pitao sam se za to i onda kad sam skontao da ne znamo odgovor, onda mi je popustio taj haos i onda sam samo uplivao u njega.
Pošto smo sve veoma dobro isplanirali.
Meni je zapravo taj moment polaska i par dana pred polazak mi je kao aha, ok, sad idemo i sad je to, jer nismo dobili potvrdu.
I jednom ću naučiti da isključim telefon kada snimamo nešto.
Znači, meni je valjda haos već bio u inicijalnom dogovoru oko toga.
Pa to, u inicijalnom dogovoru i onda pred...
Ali pred, ne znam, valjda u tom haosu ja upalim neki modi kao idem, ne znam.
Mm-hmm. Kontam.
Doduše, ja sam spavao 3 sata.
Pogrešim dobar bajsić ovaj mališ. Če električni?
Ne vidim. Ali nema nigde baterije.
Belvitica.
Belvita može sponzorstvo?
Može Belvita. Može. Pokušam se setim nekog haosa koja mi se desi u zadnje vrijeme i ništa. Pokušam se setim nekog haosa koja mi se desi u zadnjih par dana, ali... Posjeti me.
Weird omen.
Weird omen jeste haos. Bravo.
Haos je sve povodom toga. Haos je, oni su sami po sebi haos.
Weird omen.
Haos je setting kom su svirali.
Jedan haos, francuski band koji je gostovao u pivnici Mamurni ljudi u Novom Sadu.
A ništa manje haotičan bend nije ni Avalanche Kaito, od koga počinjemo našu haos priču sa malom festivala.
Jedan veoma haos intervju.
I trepni dva puta i reci haos ako si otet.
Okay. Everybody is wired?
Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else?
No, no, that's the band.
A to je Michael manager band.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. So, are we walking?
And I need to pee, so we can go into the bathroom, and then we continue.
No, it would be nice. It can be, a good ASMR.
No, it's a joke. It's no,
ASMR, yeah.
ASMR, exactly.
You can do anything you want.
I can answer the question with my pee, but anyway.
Yeah. Usually, biggest inventions come from the bar to the toilet and back. Every time somebody comes from the toilet back to the bar.
Yeah.
He has a revelation.
Yeah.
He never had before.
Of course.
Before we start going. Alexei, Rastko,
Nico,
Benjamin,
Kaito,
from
Avalanche Kaito. The country? No, the the country is Avalanche Kaito.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, where? We follow you.
He needs to go to the toilet.
To the toilet?
Ah, you go to the toilet. But we stay here.
If it can be part of the interview, it would be better.
It could be a part of the interview, no?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Of course.
So I enter in one of them and then what's you record or how
my God.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Go to the toilet. We stay here. Huh? Well,
he wants to be heard in the toilet.
Yes.
We go to stay work in the toilet.
Yeah.
You play in Serbia before?
We played where was the place where we played in Serbia before?
Kragujevac.
Cultural center in
And how was the experience there?
Really cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were welcomed like kings with a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, man. That's Serbian in a nutshell.
Yeah, Serbian way.
How do you say, when people like they invite you to their party and what people give to you, it was really wonderful.
Yeah. Cool. You have a free toilet there.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Okay. Go to the toilet, so you continue to talk?
Yeah, you can continue to talk. It's wireless, so...
Okay. It's wireless.
Yeah. So you have a solo episode there while we talk here.
Yeah, my God. My God.
Nico, do you hear us?
No. We're recording for the song The Pee. Huh? We're recording for the song The Pee.
Belgium way.
Hey, Belgium way.
I'm in a very nice place. That's a very beautiful cat cabin. Allez, let's go back.
So how would you guys describe yourselves in what genre? How did you guys meet? What's going on here?
What's going on? The way we describe us in two words is like griot noise, because noise from the underground scene of Brussels, and Kaito with all this knowledge and cultural from Burkina Faso, he's a griot. So.
Griot je tradicionalni narator, pesnik, muzičar i istoričar u zapadnoafričkim kulturama, koji usmenim putem prenosi istorijska znanja i kulturu.
Na našem podneblju nešto najsličnije njima bi bili guslari. Kako kod guslara, tako i kod grijata, njihova predanja su gotovo uvek propraćena muzikom.
Quel avenir appartient à celui qui s'élève tôt? Je me suis levé tôt. Allez m'inscrire au catéchisme, t'es comme son reponango. Ils m'ont baptisé des micelles, ce prix de communion. Tu tournes l'enfer là, tu n'as pas mes parias. Par les lignes, son imam, son imam est meloro. Par nos euros, par milliards, n'a mes cambas son ro, n'a mes euros, pays lourd, n'a son son mélicole. La voilà, gilling, ouais, ou tout. alone upon the camera. Margo, my body, body, come, my Margo, I do the body, come, Margo, my Tiba, body, come, Margo, my body, body, come.
We met with Kaito in 2018 in Brussels, and I was with another band called Le Jour du Seigneur. And then we had some very nice experience in a few squads in Europe. And it was really good, and that's the first time I met Kaito. And then I invited here Michael as a manager. And I was like, yeah, maybe you will like it. And he was like, yeah, that's good, but we need to work. And then we invited Nico.
So, what do you want to eat?
Something very fast.
Yes. Oh, something
eat.
Local.
Very fast and local.
You know something good?
Place that we can buy something.
What do you... good? Comment dit conseil?
Oui, advice?
Advice. What do you advise?
Good advice. For the people.
Okay, yeah. Let's go and check together.
Okay, we go to check together.
Yeah, let's go.
There is some meatballs. Meatballs there.
Oh, meatballs. If meatballs... Yeah, this meatballs. Is good
you have,
for me.
Yeah, you have chicken meat. You have...
Well, okay. Food. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yo.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice. That's perfect.
Oh, is there goulash? Elima goulash.
Goulash.
Goulash. Oh, that's...
Oh, kind of... be very, very...
Me, no? I would love to have one of those, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Whoa. Oh. Okay, maybe I want a goulash.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, let's take a goulash, man. Let's eat that.
I want money.
okay.
I want money.
I want this money. We have the money, we be here.
Fish money, not your money. Big money.
Big, so,
money. Big.
How much is goulash? Okay, 617 RSD.
That's dinner.
Oh, that's it. Dinners.
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe you need a shagit.
Who wants goulash?
Goulash, for me, I want goulash. It's very similar like the hamburger.
I want this...
burgers.
Like, yeah.
Burgers,
free goulash. Yeah.
But separate.
Separate. I got money from here. I got dinners.
Don't separate, because for the manager, I'm going to pay.
Manager's got to pay.
Manager for the pay. All
the meat sauce.
Hey, Tamash, this guy is crazy.
Crazy?
I like him.
Yeah, punk?
Huh?
Punk?
A bit? Yeah. Quite.
You got three goulash, two burgers.
Hey, this is for my goulash. I got money from here.
No, it's okay. Everything okay.
Okay.
Yeah, manager pays.
Like always. And then we pay.
Michael je platio gulaš i burgere, a mi tražimo da sednemo i da čopamo.
Gulaš already, yeah.
It's ready.
Yeah, let's take him.
God.
We're gonna eat together. We're gonna.
Oh, mais putain, c'est trop gros. Il fallait pas prendre. Oh, God. Bon, on le garde pour tout à l'heure. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was saying, it's good if we eat something like a bit little before playing, or we're gonna die. But I'm gonna cut the plate in half. It's impossible.
Go,
but it looks good. On a découvert. Je veux bien attraper mon assiette pour que ça vous embête pas.
Ah ouais, une goulash de porc.
Il est où le... We got to sit down, maybe, yeah.
You want to sit here?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oui, yeah.
There.
We have a lot of place. On a demandé de poulas.
Oh là 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 là.
On a demandé de poulas.
Mon Dieu. C'est beaucoup trop, hein. Je vais manger la moitié.
Bon appétit, guys.
Merci beaucoup. Merci. How do you say bon appétit in Serbia?
Prijetno. Prijetno.
Prijet?
Prijetno.
Prijetko.
Prijetno. Yeah.
That's perfect.
You like it?
Best goulash.
Još jedna stvar koju smo naučili, pogotovo iz ovog intervjua, je da kad vodiš nekoga na ručak, a snimaš audio format emisije, malo je...
Ko ne voli mljackanje, najbolje.
Malo je komplikovano za gosta da priča punih usta.
Pa smo onda mi ispali njihovi gosti.
What you gonna do with the interviews, different interviews? Like, cut it, make a radio show?
Yeah,
what?
So, basically, because it's only audio, we're not yet really sure how are we gonna format it, as in what genre, let's say, we're gonna put it. So far that we started yesterday, okay, the first part was on the way here.
Yeah.
And then the day zero, and then yesterday we basically started with all the guys who are playing, and everybody has totally different dynamics.
Vibe of people is pretty similar, but we had completely different experiences interviewing people. Yeah,
completely,
you know?
Different approaches.
Like, like this?
Yeah.
Now?
So you're going to see what after you're going to do with all the material? Yeah. You're going to use it and then do
we're
going to,
of course, we're going to do like recap afterwards. When we edit stuff, then we will re-record some stuff of ours, where we introduce how it's going to be formatted, who is speaking, what, when is going to happen.
Maybe you can start with this, what we talk about. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And who you are. So, let me know a bit about you.
Oh. Yeah, while you eat.
What is your relationship with your mother?
Dobro,
u stvari možda i da, ne znam. Ne znam da li dobacuje, mislim da ne.
Pa mislim što ne bi mene opet stavili u podcast. Ono koji idemo u kutaki, kako si zlanek sa ovim.
Ajde.
Trebao sam da slike, tako da.
Ajde, ča. Ajde, ča.
Ipak, ako intervjuješ nekog za ručkom,
we mostly in Europe, so
glavna tema je jela.
I mean, goulash, we know that kind of stuff.
Netherlands is the worst.
Netherlands is like
the worst, right?
It's like the worst.
No, Germany.
No, okay, you don't say that, don't say that.
The German, they have sausage, at least, you know?
German's fine.
Yeah.
Netherlands is the worst.
Netherlands is the worst, for sure.
It's the worst on the highway. The problem is definitely the same. If you make some tour, you eat stuff on the highway. And on the highway, most of the time, it's disgusting. So we try to avoid this. And now we have a really good project, is to make a little kitchen that we take with us, that we can open it with all the ingredients. And then Michael's going to cook something for us because he's a really great cooker. It's a famous cooker. So sometimes also we tour and he's cooking in the van. So he's taking some stuff and he can cook for a band.
Što dobra fora kad ti je menadžer i lični kuvar.
Da, nisam imao takvih iskustava na turneji.
I'm going to stop now or I cannot play after. Yeah, I'm going to leave the half of it. The goulash is really good.
Yeah, really.
We eat the goulash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in some days ago.
We ate in goulash like 1 week ago.
Yeah.
In Germany, so it's true, it was in Germany. On the highway. And it was really acid, very acid.
Really?
Like from a...
Very industrial.
Gassy.
Ocena Avalanche Kaita nemačkim gulašom na autoputu je očigledno minimalna.
Ocena za današnju večeru je 1.0. Zato od dekoracije stola koja je bila crna, koda sam na groblju, do predjela i glavnog jela i deserta nije mi odgovaralo ništa. Žali Bože truda.
Ali mi je ocena gulaša iz Oroma
veoma visoka.
Thank you. Bloody delicious.
Thank you.
And you know what?
Thank you.
I thought it was going to be really spicy, but
it turned down.
It was spot on.
Thank
and
you.
It actually made me feel like I was back at Mum's for the first time.
Oh.
And having some home cooking. It was very good.
Oh, I'm getting crying.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, yeah, nice. Guys, so nice. Amazing, yeah.
Thank you.
Your name again?
Rastko.
Rastko.
Yeah.
Alexei.
And
Erasco.
Yeah.
Nice to
meet
you.
Very nice system, I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, thanks. Amazing concept.
Thanks.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You come to see the performance after.
Yeah.
And after the gig, you have to try a langos. It's also very traditional Hungarian. Okay. It's kind of a fat piece of bread. And you spread...
Try it yesterday, I think. With some cheese on it.
With some cheese and then a bit of garlic.
Two cheese and a bit of garlic.
Yes.
I eat yesterday. Because yesterday we arrived around midnight. And we asked to eat. And like some nice woman, they say, okay, we got this. They give you a big piece of bread with a cheese on it like this. Like a white cheese and then another cheese. It's it, no?
Yeah, that's exactly it, man.
We got
after
it.
After five beers, it's...
It's perfect.
Caki nigde bez langoša.
Pa kako ću bez langoša u Oromu?
Šta si rekao, Dublin Pelin?
Dublin Pelin, da.
Pa ako smo krenuli na džavu da svratimo u Dublin, nisam bio baš dugo, iskreno. Da pikamo bilijer, jedan.
Bilijer.
Aj, loo. Izvini.
Ti imaš keša sa sobom?
Imam 1500 dinara, dobri smo.
Dublin u podnožju Petrovaradinske tvrđave.
Što bi neki.
Jedna legendarna kafana u koju se svraća i kad se išlo na exit i kad se više ne ide na exit.
A nekako je uvek zaboraviš.
Promašim.
Dublin, ne, tu. Nisam baš dugo bio.
Misliš da radi uopšte?
I to isto. Koliko ima sati?
Pola četiri.
Pa valjda radi, ajde.
Evo, otvoreno.
Ali sumnjam da je to... Da ću mi...
Ne radi, ja?
Ne radi, ja?
Jel ne radi? Ne radi.
Ma radi, bro.
Radi, opa.
A radi, kurac, stvari, ne znam da li otpiču dole.
Što na kapiju, brate?
Ne znam, broću. Bilo mi zgodno.
Kao moron.
Mislim da ne.
Ne.
Makar.
Razočarani zato što Dublin nije radio, menjamo planove, a sada idemo na kratku pauzu, a posle u svom ovom haosu pričamo na još jednom jeziku.
Rent a Bike podcast je samostalni projekat nastao iz entuzijazma. Ukoliko želite da podržite naš rad, to najlakše možete uraditi tako što ćete deliti na mrežama i preporučiti prijateljima za koje znate da bi im se svidao naš podcast. Jedna takva topla preporuka vredi više od bilo kakvih lajkova. Ako nas sretnete na nekom festivalu ili događaju, javite nam se. Želimo da se upoznamo i čujemo vaše mišljenje. Svi linkovi se nalaze u opisu ove epizode.
Pre upotrebe posavetujte se sa lekarom ili farmaceutom.
Dobrodošli nazad u Rontobike podcast. Olekšej, iš...
Iš Rostko.
Raško, ne zna čovek, jebi ga.
Rostko.
Jel ti veći haos u životu bio u Mađarskoj ili u Srbiji?
Olekšej je proveo 7 godina u Mađarskoj.
Pa, u Srbiji, definitivno. Ali ne znam da li je zbog... posla koji sam radio u Mađarskoj, da li mi zbog toga veći haos ovde? Jer tamo mi je bilo kao svedeno u smislu od ponedjeljka do petka, tačno znam na čemu sam. Kad ima haosa, onda je turbulentni, a ovako day to day mi nije haotično, zato što sam u rutini nekoj. I onda pratim tu rutinu i onda svako izbijanje iz te rutine mi deluje haos.
Ja.
A ovde mi je haos svaki dan. Da li bio veliki ili ne, kao haos mi je svaki dan. Dobro, danas Golub, Steve, Seta, Gazorp i malo i Paksa.
Da.
Neki međari mi trebaju još,
a? A to je taman to, dok smo još ovde malo.
Ajde.
Sednemo vam.
Ajde.
Oni će tu da dođu, svakako.
Meni trebaju cigare, meni nije dobro, brat. Majke mi ceo dan. Loše, brat.
I Mađare smo dočekali. Friki, friki, disco, disco. Frikin disco.
The idea is actually to get somebody and to go with a bike and ride along.
Yeah, but here it's...
But here it's a little bit fucked up because we have to go
the schedule
all the way, all the way back and then go...
Još jedna propuštena prilika da vozimo sa gostima biciklove u 11 noću.
These are your microphones for...
Okay. So you will be in English?
I thought in Hungarian.
Huh?
I thought in Hungarian. My English is not the best.
It's okay.
I will try my best. Hello, Andris.
Agoston, hello.
Okay, and you're from?
From Hungary, Budapest.
Okay, and from band? Freaking Disco.
I od intervjua na engleskom u jednom trenutku preraslo je u opšti haos. A da li je?
It's going nice.
No. So, val osmonta dok hoć Budapešten voć to kulje?
Biće da.
Osmonta dok hoć Budapešten voć to kulje? Friken disco. Az nekad az Ešo malom fest?
Ne.
No.
Ne? Volta tog svormodik?
No, armodik igen.
Eš omunj ugen os volt mikor volta tog? 2000 mikoron.
Mikor voltunk itt, Dani?
Two or three years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Puszta. És amúgy ugyanúgy az...
Ezen a színpadon szoktuk.
Ja, ugye? Ja, ja, ja. És még stage voltatok.
Az akácos stage.
Ja, ja, ja. És ma mikor lesz
ott? 22.30 vagy
22.50.
22.50. Szép.
Ide tebi taj mađarski.
Pa pričao sam ga neko vreme i onda sam ga očigledno zaboravio.
Eš,
da. A ne, eš ćemo izbaciti. Da, ideja je bila da kad pričamo sa mađarskim bendovima, predstavljamo
počnemo,
se... Počnemo
na engleskom. Počnemo na engleskom i u jednom trenutku...
I u jednom trenutku ja probam da pričam svoj oskrnavljeni mađarski i time... Očekujemo reakciju, vidi sve ono, pričate mađarski, cool. Niko ništa, znači ni da ih dirne.
Da smo bili u Bugarskoj i da smo počeli sa mađarskim bendom da pričamo na mađarskom, reakcija bi verovatno bila bliža onome što smo očekivali.
U Bugarskoj? Kao nisi mogao ni jednu drugu državu da izabereš, nego Bugarska.
Dalje na biciklovima u Novom Sadu se prisjećamo ostalih haosa sa Maloma.
A moj lični haos je bio upad na mađarsko kolo.
Oh. Koliko želite da vidite Cakija kako igra mađarsko kolo na Malomu uz Block Party Instagram u linku.
To jest samo moja zbunjena stopala.
Fenomenalna stvar mi je što kad upadneš u to kolo, znaš ti sad imaš obavezu da ostaneš tu i da skontaš šta je. Jer ako izađeš pre vremena, i neko izađeš u nekom lošem momentu, okreću se svi ka tebi i sude ti.
Da, ti si izašao nešto pred kraj.
Ja sam izašao nešto pred kraj, jer više nisam mogao da pohvatam i svi su mnogo niži od mene bili i bilo mi je puno. I onda kad sam izašao, onako su mi svi kao, si lud, zašto sad si ono, napustio si. Sve si nas napustio, napustio si krdo, kolo, napustio si tu devojku s kojom si bio, sve si napustio.
Ove što nismo dobili.
Njih ne računam.
Neke intervjue i nismo dobili.
Dobro da, mađar banda u stvari.
Mađar banda je bilo čisto. Kao samo ne.
Ja mislim da ovaj brat izađe napolje i vidi onog brata sa brkovima. Ja mislim da to mađar banda. Ja mislim da ovaj brka sa šeširom da je to mađar banda. Želim njega direktaša da ga pitam.
Koga ovog?
Da. Ali na engleskom, je li tako?
Da, da.
Ajde si pa. Hi guys. Quick question. Are you guys from Mađar banda?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have any schedule right now in the next 10 minutes? Because we are cycling, we came with a bicycle here. And on the way here we did a podcast and we were doing what's going on here. And we just wanted to ask you if you wanted to give just a quick interview, just a quick chill chat for 10 minutes.
We organize now to how to
go
to the stage.
So. Okay, cool. No worries.
Tako je to kad te neko odbije.
Što je cool. Pristojni su bili.
Krajnje. A još pristojni.
Ćao ljudi.
Radimo podcast.
Pa ne, ali da pričamo malo.
A da ne možemo biciklet.
Ne, prati, samo u ovoj epizodi. Već treći put nas neko pita da vozimo bicikla. Nije da se zovemo Renta Bike Podcast.
Ja i on imamo isto jedan intervjučić, neko priveli.
Dobro.
Jeste tu?
Ovo smo.
Koliko će to traja?
Kratko.
Malo se ispriča.
Kako?
Možeš da nam daš pola sata.
Ma da.
Ma da.
Cool.
Tu smo.
Zahvaljujemo.
Uživajte.
To je bio Golub iz Koblina.
A u našoj prethodnoj epizodi možete slušati priču s njim.
Koliko često se tripaš da ti pukla zadnja guma?
Tri puta na dan.
Tri puta na dan, evo ja, ovo je moj prvi put. A u stvari mi je pukla. Majke mi.
Ajde, sad ću da dođem.
Ti mene zajebavaš, brat. Ja ne mogu da verujem. O, brate mi je. Ladno mi se izduvala guma, brate.
Šta je bilo staki?
Ne znam, brate, izduvala mi se guma.
Daj.
Ne znam da li je prsla ili... Mislim, ne znam zašto bi se izduvala, ali... A da nije prsla.
Aj, sedi na njega. Znam da je.
A?
Jep.
Yep, she's gone, huh?
She's gone. Okay.
Fenomenal.
Tema epizode Haos. Cakim fukri guma. Novom Sadu.
Diego i Tiza.
Smoreni činjenicom da Dublin nije radio i da nam je u neuspelom pokušaju penjenja na tvrđavu pukla zadnja guma na Cakijevom biciklu, rešili smo da krenemo u Diego. A pre svega toga idemo na kratku pauzu i u sljedećem delu pričamo na još par jezika. A trik pitanje za vas je koliko jezika je pričano od početka do kraja ove epizode. Rent a Bike podcast je samostalni projekat nastao iz entuzijazma. Ukoliko želite da podržite naš rad, to najlakše možete uraditi tako što ćete deliti na mrežama i preporučiti prijateljima za koje znate da bi im se svidio naš podcast. Jedna takva topla preporuka vredi više od bilo kakvih lajkova. Ako nas sretnete na nekom festivalu ili događaju, javite nam se. Želimo da se upoznamo i čujemo vaše mišljenje. Svi linkovi se nalaze u opisu ove epizode.
Pre upotrebe posavjetujte se sa lekarom ili farmaceutom.
Rastko.
Aleksej.
Rent a bike.
Četvrta epizoda, a prva haotična.
Prva haotična, right. Gde smo bili? U pokušaju vožnje kroz Novi Sad, prisjećajući se maloma, guma na Aleksejevom bajsu je pukla. I tako gurajući biciklove raspredamo o različitim iskustvima sa intervjua sa maloma.
A realno je naksat razbio?
Kako car bez?
Gde nam je Čaba?
Čaba Göder, Čaba. Stage manager i naš glavni kontakt za Bitong stage.
Trust when they arrive because they told us to wait them before the concert.
Oh shit. Now they are at the hotel.
Okay.
And they will come back for the changeover or a bit before.
Yeah.
They finish their gig
at like
1:10.
1:10, yeah.
Or 1:20. Yeah, 1:20. Yeah.
They told us also that they will be an hour after the concerts, but they told us like, yeah, let's do before the concert, but yeah.
The changeover will be very busy, because Naxatras is a bit tricky with all that synthesizers, but changeover is in 15.
Yeah, thanks.
Je to nauk uvek? Kad nekog imaš tu da ga vidiš i da je iole zainteresovan odmah, da ostane ništa za kasnije.
Da.
Ranije tog dana smo imali priliku da intervjuišemo Naxatras.
I delovalo je da su zainteresovani za razgovor sa nam.
Ovdje pričamo sa Čabom ranije tog dana.
Soundcheck now and Naxatras is there.
Okay.
There? Those guys? Okay. Doška, kje
lep imaju već. To nije Naxatras.
Imaju opener s njima ako si pričali.
Hi guys. Hello.
Hi.
We're doing a podcast while riding bicycles and to the festival. And we're interviewing performers and guests and organizers and that. Are you up for just a conversation?
I kao i uvek oduševljenje ili manje mikrofonima na kacigama.
You have to wear this?
Yeah. This is the mic, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
on the bicycle.
But it's
go on the bicycle too.
Yeah? You wanna?
It's a bit difficult now because we have to go a lot outside, but
čim kažemo da snimamo podcast vozeći bicikl, ljudi očekuju da ćemo i voziti bicikl dok snimamo.
Da.
Što ćemo sigurno raditi?
Da.
Danak na iskustvu na malom festivalu
što nismo imali spremne biciklove za vožnju sa gostima, ali da, u budućnosti časna pionirska stavu sa biciklova.
Je, dobro je druže u nobu.
Dakle, malom festival popodne Naxatras.
Few minutes. Five minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you are up to.
If you want to chill, we can do it
later. Or
maybe it's better after. We can do it on our backstage.
Do you want before the gig?
Yeah, before.
Before the gig?
Or after, I don't know. Will you be here all the...
We'll be here until then.
Come here and meet us and arrange.
I pored celodnevne jurnjave za Naxatrasom,
na kraju smo ih ipak uhvatili poslije njihove svirke u 1:30 ujutru.
I imali jedan veoma kratak intervju sa njim.
So these are our microphones.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. And you just strap it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey man.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Alexei.
Nice to meet you. I'm John.
John is Naxatrasa.
What kind of bikes do you ride?
Touring.
Touring. I have a Hartel mountain bike. I go in the trails. Not the difficult ones, because I'm new to this. But maybe next years.
I'm also new to this. I had a
tour.
Wow.
And we actually did this 4 years ago, trying to record.
Nice idea.
И тук нам се приключи още един член на Ксатраса. А он ще вам се представи ти сам за кой секунд.
Yeah, we're all here.
This is only sound, no picture.
Yeah. Let's go from the top.
Yes, I'm John.
John from?
From Naxatras.
And I'm John from Naxatras.
Да. Са нама су Джон из Наксатраса и Джон из Наксатраса. Iako smo u tom trenutku već bili svesni da će to biti veoma kratak intervju, Aleksej je došao spreman sa jednim uvodom.
I had an intro.
I had an intro
5 hours ago. Man, I had an intro.
Warm, psychedelia, fat, groovy, trippy, gitari, dreamy, melody, 70s touchy. Naxatras.
Yeah.
Naxatras je jedan band koji, iako studijski je odličan,
veoma želiš da ga čuješ uživo, a
mi smo s njima stigli da popričamo o njihovim doživljajima nekih malo drugačijih,
ne toliko festivalskih koncerata.
Say, last year we played in an old church.
Ah, yeah, in where we led.
Yes,
yeah.
In church. Yeah, church.
Old church.
We had a projection, not horizontal,
vertical.
Really big church. We have natural reverb. And we played some of our new songs there.
Yeah. It was a very
inexperience,
yeah. I think there are some gigs that feel a little more special because, I don't know, maybe they're more important or bigger or, you know, like when you're presenting your new album in a big audience, like in your country where there's more people. So after this, if you get good feedback, you feel like we got it right, you know. After the gig, you feel very euphoric, very... you want to have a beer and a cigarette and just... chill, but then if you realize you've been you played a good show and people say that, and you're feeling proud in a good sense, you know. And also when we play in Athens, usually in our presentation shows.
Yes,
Athens.
Slušate deo snimka numere Waves Naxatrasa koji je snimljen 2022. uživo u Atini.
Ako uspete da dođete do predaha u svojim haosima, pustite nekad ovu stvar i prepustite se njihovim talasima.
Celu ovu epizodu postavljamo sebi pitanja: šta se desi kada nemaš plan, šta se desi kada ti je haos kada ti se izjalove planovi? Šta se desi kada ti intervju ne pođe u smeru koji si ti želeo ili kad ti pukne guma na biciklu? Nemamo filozofski odgovor, ali bilo je lepo upoznati neke nove ljude.
Izvući nešto dobro iz priče sa njima, a ako ti pukne guma, guraš bajs, hodaš i sve ok.
Uživajte u svojim haosima i iskoristite ih najbolje moguće, a nama je ostalo još samo da peške stignemo do Diega.
Je go, ali hoću da napravimo ulazak u Dijedovo da vidim koliko će koda nas isprodjeva za
kacike. Bilo bi dobro da je kruno unutra, brate.
Gde si kruno?
Gde si krunski?
Gde si šujo?
Šujo.
Gde si šujo?
Gde si šujice? Dobri. Tu ću nasloviti na krono bajs da prsne.
Nijem da naslanjaš bajs, brate. Stavi ga na nogu i jebi.
Na nogu ću ga staviti, jebi.
Na što ti je guma, a ti šta?
Get out of my mind.
Gde si?
Kako su to gomboci, gore? Kako su to
gomboci?
Gomboci?
Nije kamera, bre, nije tu. Ma audio sam.
Ej, oh, yeah! Ja sam!
Kruno, frontman hardcore benda Smrt razuma i naš dragi Šanker.
Šta imam? Nemoj to, ja imam veliku glavu. Ne
nemoj ti! Stavi sekund samo, stavi.
Artuditu. Artuditu. Ko crven patuljak, jesi gledali crveno patuljka seriju kad?
Ne.
Red Dwarf.
Ne.
Engleska, crno-humorna.
Ne.
Red Dwarf niste gledali.
Ne.
Pogledajte.
Kruno preporučuje seriju Red Dwarf, a mi se slušamo za dve nedelje u sledećoj epizodi Haosa.
Renta Bike podcasta.
Možeš ti nama daći?
Dva piva. Hoću koja dva piva?
Dva piva. Dva jelen.
Ne, ja ću zajedno.
Rent a Bike podcast su Rastko Ilić i Aleksej Carev. Dizajn zvuka, originalna muzika i miks Rastko Ilić. Naslovni dizajn i ilustracija Nađe Petuhov. Zapratite nas na mrežama, a za ostale informacije i linkove pogledajte opis epizode. Produkcija Rent a Bike 2025. godine.
Oh, that'll fucking do it, great.